Give me an example of how you use it.
Well, you might say somebody's common, meaning they're just ordinary people, but they'd still be nice, but you might say they were common because they had ways that were offensive to a person who was used to people acting with more manners or dressing better or had more pride or something.
When you say that a girl is common, what do you think of? Just either one of those?
Either one. You wouldn't know what unless you know by the conversation.
Mm-hmm. What would you say about an older person who still gets around real well and has a lot of energy and so forth?
What would I say about it?
Yeah, well, you'd say that the person, for their age... Well,
was person, active.
Anything else you'd say besides active?
I don't know. Some people say things about people like old people like that, making fun of them and saying they're trying to act like they're young or something like that. Is that what you mean or what?
Well, do you ever, just for someone who has a lot of energy, like, do you ever hear spry or peppy
yeah.
or?
Yeah, they're spry. Or super.
Or what?
Super.
Would you say that about a child?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That they're spry?
Yeah.
And say if a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
Okay. You say, well, I don't see why she's afraid now.
She's a big girl.
Or, you know that, the song, The Old Gray Mare, She Ain't What She
Used to Be.
Okay. And using that expression, you say, I don't see why she's afraid now. What's the opposite of used to be?
I don't know what you mean.
Well.
Hey, you got me there.
Would you say she used to be, or she didn't used to be, or used to not be, or how would you say that?
Well, you mean she's afraid now and she used to didn't be?
Okay. And say if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
worried or concerned.
Or you'd say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd say you felt...
uneasy.
And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't
worry about it.
And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say, he's mighty
careless.
And you'd say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
queer.
What does queer mean?
Odd.
Mm-hmm. Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
You mean, what word?
Queer.
Queer. Well, of course, we have lots of words that the third generation for me has used in other ways.
How do you
that
hear,
one is one.
How do you hear the word queer used nowadays?
Well, I wouldn't like to talk about it.
You mean meaning homosexual or?
Yeah.
How long has the word meant that?
Not very long.
Just in the past 5 or 10 years? Or?
Something like that, I would say.
Mm-hmm.